Where was this? Frantock Hall? Well, that's a Hubert Hansley's place, isn't it? Chap who used to be ambassador to Russia. Well, I'll be there just as soon as I can. It ought to take me about a couple of hours. Who's in charge there? I see. Sergeant Bunce.
A very nasty business, Inspector Allen. The superintendent being took very bad with a flu and no one here to handle the case, we rang up the yard immediately.
And where's the body?
It's been moved, sir.
Moved?
Into the study. Well, it's no good looking at me. Apparently it had already been so much disturbed and pulled about, the doctor decided it wouldn't make much difference.
And where's the doctor now?
Oh, he's gone. Got called off to another case.
I see. Well, there's no point in making a song and dance about it now. But who was the victim?
Name of Charles Rankin. A writer of some sort, apparently, and an old friend of Sir Hubert's. He was one of a party of five guests spending the weekend at Frantock. They're mostly old friends, I understand, and get together here quite often with Sir Hubert and his niece.
His niece?
Yeah, Miss Angela North. Oh, really charming young lady. Anyway, on these occasions, there's generally a game of some sort in the offing. Last night, they were playing something called Murders. Well, you may have heard of it, sir.
I'm not frightfully keen on busman's holidays. Where was the body lying?
Just over here, Inspector, at the foot of the stairs, alongside the gong.
Well, the floor's been washed.
And the gong's been disinfected.
How is he lying?
On his face, apparently. A dagger had been driven in between his shoulders and had pierced the heart. The doctor reckoned that death would have been instantaneous.
Right. I think that before we go any further, I'd better have a word with Sir Hubert.
He's in his room, sir. The doctor told him to rest for a while on account of the shock of it all. But his niece, Miss Angela, is expecting you and should be down shortly.
And where are the rest of the party?
They've been warned not to leave the house, or at least to go no further than the grounds and the gardens. Just at this moment, one of the ladies is in bed and the rest of the bunch is in the library. A solving of the mystery.
Ever had dealings with a case of this sort before, Sergeant?
Never, sir. Petty larceny is the best they can do in these parts. With a smack of furious driving. This will be a bit of an ad for the village, if looked at in the right light. We've got a special reporter on the spot, too.
What do you mean?
A Mr. Nigel Bathgate, of the Clarion. He's one of the guests staying here.
Singularly fortunate.
Here he is now, sir, with Miss Angela.
Hello, Inspector. We were told you were on your way. This is Mr. Bathgate, who has been very kind and helpful in telegraphing and telephoning and all that. He is Mr. Rankin's cousin.
How do you do?
How do you do? I'm very sorry. This must all have been most distressing for you. Is there somewhere we can talk, Miss North?
There is no one in the drawing room. Shall we go in there?